The title is this: The Blood of Gabriella Giffords. No, Representative Gabriella Giffords' blood is on Sarah Palin's hands after putting crosshairs over her death. Right? How many of you remember the controversy over this? If you remember, or if you recall, Governor Palin had a PAC, P-A-C, and the PAC was trying to get Republicans elected to kick Pelosi and company out of the House of Representatives. Plan succeeded, actually. This is in the heyday of the Tea Party. Now, in raising funds for Sarah PAC, what they did was they identified districts where it was thought that certain members of Congress could be defeated because they'd voted for Obamacare. Gabby Giffords' district was one of those districts. And so a graphic was made. And if you go to my site, you can see the graphic. the graphic is Sarah PAC, it's time for us to take a stand. There is a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 members of the House of Representatives who the PAC targeted to try and defeat. One of them was Gabby Giffords. Now, here is the rub. Where the congressional district was, you can see it on the little map there, it's marked by what looks like a marksman's target, or one of those targets that you put up on a shooting range, a down range from where the gunfire is to aim at.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I remember thinking the same thing about, oh, this is terrible. They shouldn't be doing that.
Well,
that's going to open up somebody's sick mind.
I thought the exact opposite. if a printed graphic that you probably never saw, because that was not sent out to Democrats, that was not sent out to the hoi polloi. Sarah PAC was out chasing down donations from people that had money to donate and had been on an email list, and that's who that was sent to. If you're so deranged that a PDF file that has a 1/4 inch tall target printed on it, if that's what sends you over the top to go murder 4 people and shoot a member of the House of Representatives in the head, you's already gonna do it anyways. Anyways, it was what we learned after the fact was that the madman, Jared Lauschner, was a kook. He was an absolute nutbag. And he wasn't a Tea Party member, and he wasn't a member of Sarah PAC, and he wasn't even though he was a registered Democrat. Now, why am I? And here's what Daly wrote back at the time of the shooting. Here's what Sarah Palin said on the Facebook page where she depicted Gabriella Giffords in the crosshair. Now, this is so misleading. You actually have to see the material representation of it to get it. She did not depict Gabriella Giffords. And like most people can't point to Ecuador on a map, like most people can't find Yemen on a map, most people don't know where Phoenix, Arizona is, and they certainly don't know where a Democrat Representative Gabriella Giffords' congressional district is. Showing a geographic map with a mark on it is not putting a mark on a human being. Here's what Sarah Palin said on the Facebook page where she depicted Gabriella Giffords in the crosshairs of a rifle scope. Don't retreat, instead reload. Well, the guy who shot Giffords yesterday managed to keep firing until he killed six, including a child, and wounded 13. Palin would no doubt say that she was only speaking in metaphor, that she only meant her followers should work to unseat Giffords and 19 other Democrats who had roused her ire by voting for health care. She voted for Obamacare, for the Not Affordable Care Act, as we know today. But anyone with any sense at all knows that violent language can incite actual violence, that metaphor can incite murder, and at the very least, Palin added to a climate of violence. Palin should have taken it as a warning of what might happen when a Tea Party hothead dropped a gun while heckling Giffords at an earlier Congress on Your Corner event more than a year ago. Now, I'm sure that Governor Palin knew all of these things, was monitoring all the situation there, knew everything that there was to know. Right? That did not stop Palin from declaring Giffords a target. So now the use of the word, at the time the use of the term target was now sufficient to pin blame for the deranged murder spree of a madman. Now, I'm not going to belabor the point here about point that Michael Daley was making in the New York News back in the day, or even continue on about the Gabby Gifford story, because while they're kind of related, because you got a member of Congress that's been shot, they're not related. But here's what is related. We now know that James Hodgkins, the madman that shot at the baseball field and shot my member of Congress, Steve Scalise. Now, they say, quote, in the hip, and as I was telling young Christopher just moments ago before we came on the air this morning, that for him to be in the critical condition that he's in, that sounds to me like he is more than it's more than likely that the hip area that one of the bullets probably clipped a kidney, maybe even part of his colon. If you got that, if he's still critical, and they say that he is, there has to be some kind of organ damage and some kind of an attempt to stop bleeding that is still in progress, if you will. So the shooting is not, again, the things that are the same, member of Congress, deranged wacko, shooting people. There's your similarities there. You're going to be regaled all day long today and for the next 2 or 3 weeks, just like after Gabby Giffords, and we're going to hear nonstop platitudes about gun control and about quelling the level of rhetoric and violence and all the hate speech that's out there and hate groups and about how, well, the remnants of the Tea Party, these people are wackos, this and that and the other, blah, blah, blah. Look, I can write the newscast. Celeste, you don't even have to write a newscast. I can, for 8 a.m., I can write it for you right now. I can tell you exactly what they're going to say. It's so ridiculously predictable. But here's the point. Hate speech does matter. And we now know that James Hodgkins was in a bromance with Bernie Sanders, former presidential candidate, and the subject just a couple days ago of, so wait a minute, what y'all telling me and what y'all telling this committee is that you believe, you really believe that this guy, this Jesus Christ guy, you really believe that if you don't believe in him, that you're condemned. You really believe that, Mr. Vaught? Well, Senator, no. I went to Wheaton College, Senator, and they have a creed. They have a creed. I didn't say it. They did. As a Christian, blah, blah, blah. I talked about this during the campaign. Many, many times on this show. Even when this show was on the old station in the old country on the Sirius XM Patriot channel, I talked about it. Bernie Sanders was invited to speak at Catholic University. Big mistake. Stupid mistake. Error has no rights. Bernie Sanders was invited to debate the Nephilim spawn of Margaret Sanger and Lucifer himself, and the personage of Mrs. Clinton at St. Anselm College in New Hampshire. Not once, but twice. Mrs. Clinton and Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. Well, I hope it was a good conversation.
That was Mr. Tony. Yeah, he was just calling to say everything sounds good on the app. He had a suggestion to flip the replay of the show from 4 to 6 so people could drive home and listen to it.
Ah, got it.
And anyway, he said thumbs up. Everything sounds good. He refreshed the app. Everything came
out. It refreshed last night. I spent about 2 hours on it last night.
Yeah, he said, good job, and good he wanted to make sure this was since he did that, he called me to make sure the show was live.
The schedule's on there.
I know, he wanted the reassurance
all right.
That we were live.
Okay, fantastic. Do you have Pelosi?
I have at the beginning when she talked about the shooting.
Well, and also for extra credit, I want see if you can find the Bernie Sanders from 2 days ago.
Okay.
So wait a minute, so what y'all telling me? Is this guy, this Jesus Christ guy, is necessary? And if I don't believe in him, if someone doesn't believe in him, then they're condemned.
You want that audio again?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Let's make the point here. Let's not tiptoe around this. Bernie Sanders has made a career, as has Mrs. Clinton. As has the apostate heretics in the Democrat Party and many in the Republican Party of public expressions of error. Why is anyone surprised that in a political climate where men, women and children are told over in a never-ending cacophonous roar to ignore nature and nature's God? Ignore him. Doesn't exist. We're told over and over and over and over again. Oh, that's not a murder. That's not an infanticide. No, no, no. That's a choice. What kind of speech is that? When you hear all this rambling about hate speech, what is that? That's actually an invitation to commit acts of diabolical diabolical nature. When you are telling teenagers and children, no, 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 you're not a boy. No, you're a girl. And it's okay for you to be a boy. As I was saying yesterday, you really believe that, well then, go down the street, knock on your neighbor's door. Say, hey, neighbor, my son and your son. I just came down to share the good news with you, brother. That George has been f***ing your son Scott in the f***ts. Oh, yeah, no, no. Scott took a turn at f***ing George in the f***ts. Oh, I can't believe you would say something like this. Family ready. It's reality. Being as calm and nice as a can. We are surrounded. Folks, make no mistake about this. Why is anyone surprised that people in increasing numbers are snapping and going publicly murderous? In many instances, Orthodox Muslim. What is this? Well, yesterday, this madman committed an act of civil religion orthodoxy. You don't get your way, it's okay to take matters into your own hands. Can anyone really be surprised? This is what ought to be shocking to people. This is what ought to be surprising to you. That there is surprise about this. Why are you surprised? You surprised, Clark? If I woke up tomorrow morning with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be any more surprised than I am right now. My son's name is George. Your son's name is Scott. I just came down to share the good news with you, brother, that George has been f***ing your son Scott in the f***s. Oh, yeah. No. Scott took a turn at f***ing George in the f***s. Oh, I can't believe you would say something like this. Family ready. It's reality. Being as calm and nice as I can. We are surrounded. Folks, make no mistake about this. Why is anyone surprised that people in increasing numbers are snapping and going publicly murderous? In many instances, Orthodox Muslim. What is this? Well, yesterday, this madman committed an act of civil religion orthodoxy. You don't get your way, it's okay to take matters into your own hands. Can anyone really be surprised? This is what ought to be shocking to people. This is what ought to be surprising to you. That there is surprise about this. Why are you surprised? You surprised, Clark? If I woke up tomorrow morning with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be any more surprised than I am right now.